Good morning, everybody. My name is Saxon Green. If you haven't met me yet, I've been here a few weeks now, and I'm from Ozark Christian College. I'm a freshman at Ozark Christian College, born and raised in Kabul, Missouri, and I love preaching the Word of God. I love when I let God talk through me. So today, I'm going to pray real quick, and then we'll get into it, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for everything you've done for us. I thank you that we are so undeserving of everything that you give me. Or everything that you give us, and the grace you have is so unimaginable that we can't begin to understand. I pray that you just take one person's heart, just at least one person's heart today, and make them shine, make them a light for you, and send them out and let that light grow, like I know you've done so many times in the past. I pray this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. All right, so today I want to start out, and I want to talk about this. I want to talk about my wallet today, okay? This wallet has been through some stuff, okay? So I have two brothers, actually. My middle brother, his name's Duncan. My oldest brother, his name's Gavin. Well, Gavin used to live right up the street from us in Kabul, and my mom, she works as a kindergarten through fourth grade art teacher at Willow Springs, Missouri, and also she works nights at a wedding barn with her mother, and she decorates weddings. Well, she'd always get home late, really early, because she'd get home early in the morning. Yeah, so I always had to go over to my brother's house, my oldest brother, who lived just down the road. Well, this wallet spent a lot of time at Gavin's house because I lost it at his house, and I didn't know where it was. I lose it all the time. I'm very forgetful. That's just me as a person. But so I didn't have it for 2 years. Went and got myself a new wallet, and then after I found it about 2 years later in their house whenever they were moving up to Springfield, I was like, oh my gosh, I found my wallet. And it's all dust. Like, it was like one of those old books you see in the movies where you got to blow the dust off and it's like flying everywhere. Yeah, it had taken some time. And lucky for me, it had 50 bucks in it. And to a sophomore in high school, that's like winning the lottery, right? 50 bucks, that's whew, big money. My point of telling you that today is that brought me joy whenever I found my wallet after those 2 years. And when you find something that's lost, it brings joy. And that's my main point today. Maybe for you, some of the things that you might have lost in the past and found or not found, they might still be gathering dust. Maybe for some of you women, it's earrings. I know my mom tends to lose her earrings sometimes, and me and my brothers will look like dogs searching for rabbits out in the woods for them earrings. And then maybe it's your car keys. You know, you always know where they're at until you actually need them. Maybe for some children, it might be you lose a toy, and moms never hear the end of it whenever a child loses a toy. And for teenagers, like me, I used to lose my phone all the time, and if I lost my phone, that was the end of the world. Luckily, I try to stay off of it a little bit more than I used to. Used to be on it all the time. And then on a more serious note, maybe if there's a fire at a house and you lose belongings in a fire, but then you find that one thing, maybe that one photo album or something that just brings you so much joy in that dark time, bittersweet moment. So, today we are going to be in 1 Chronicles 16, starting in verse 7, so if you want to open up your Bibles and turn there. What's happened in the beginning, though, I'm going to talk about verse 1 through 6, because in verse 1 through 6 there's a whole lot of names that you guys don't want to hear me say, because I'll just... There's a lot of them, yeah. Our professors at at Bible college sometimes just say, you know, you got to wing the names sometimes. Just if you look confident saying them, then they'll believe you, if that's how it's actually said. So what's happened here is the ark was just recovered from the Philistines, okay? This is a huge deal because the ark is very important because it contained three things. And those three things are Aaron's rod, which is a big deal. Aaron's rod was a big deal in the Old Testament. It shows us that God delivers us from evil. God delivers us and helps us to survive. And then next is the pot of manna. And that tells us our second thing, that is God provides for us. And our third thing is the Ten Commandments were in there. And that tells us that God is holy. All those things are extremely important in the Ark of the Covenant. So, once a year, and I want you to keep in mind this is Old Testament, right? So this is before Jesus. So this is why the Ark is important. The priest would sprinkle the blood of bulls and goats on the Ark for atonement, to pay the price for the people's sins for the past year. It's just extremely important because this was the only thing that the Israelites had to save them or atone for their sins back before Jesus. And then Jesus came, and now we can talk to him, repent, and we can be forgiven of our sins. So it's like having a portable, everybody has a portable Ark of the Covenant with Jesus. So I'm going to start out in 1 Chronicles 16:7. So it says, that day David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. I'm going to stop right there for a second. I want to talk about some big things, so I need you to pay attention here, because these are big things. Number one, we need to give thanks. We are not worthy of God's love at all. Not at all. God loves us so much. He loves us so much that he breathed life into us. He loves us so much that he lets us live on this great earth that he made for us. And also, he loves us so much that he wants us to live with him forever. He wants us to live with him. We are not worthy of such a love at all. Number two, remember, he saved the Israelites from Pharaoh. He was and is there when we walk through the shadows. Remember everything that he's done for you. He sent his son to get beaten, to get tortured and broken for us. Such a love. Such a love. Number three is make him known. Tell about his word. If someone does not know him, are they not lost? So, if you find something that's lost, it brings joy, right? So make him known. Spread his love and bring those that are lost in the darkness to find joy in the light with Jesus. Number four is sing. Let the Lord hear you no matter what you sound like. Because our praise is music to his ears, right? When God hears our voices join together to praise him, I mean, I'd like to think that it brings a smile to his face, right? Number five is strength. Look to the Lord for strength because, yeah, life brings you down and breaks you apart. But look to him and his book because I promise heaven is worth picking up the pieces. Now let's read on. 1 Chronicles 16:15-22, he says, he remembers his covenant forever, his promises he made for 1,000 generations. The covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac, he confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion you will inherit. Okay, I want to stop there for a second. So I was going over my verses in my section that I was writing this sermon on. And I thank God for Bible college. It's so great. Because I was reading this and I was just getting excited because I went back into my book that we've been filling out in my Old Testament class this year. And Bob Weddy, he's one of my favorite professors at Ozark. He goes crazy about this stuff. And that promise right there that he talks about in 15 where he says he remembers his covenant forever. He's talking about the promise that he made with Israel whenever he said, "Oh, bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you." And talking about how he would not let anybody touch his anointed ones. And it's just amazing to see that the reason he made that covenant is throughout the Bible, all throughout the Old Testament, you see God doing things, destroying other nations that were evil, that were not loving his people. And he's doing these things to protect Jesus. And it's so amazing to see that throughout the Bible. That God protects his people. That God keeps his promises no matter what. I'm going to go on. In 19 he says, "When they were but few in number, few indeed and strangers in it, they'd wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm." This whole section, it tells me that God protects and he keeps his promises and watches over us. So, actually, I was thinking about this and I was trying to find something that has happened to me that I connect to this part with, and I thought of a movie. And the name of the movie is Hacksaw Ridge. It's a really good movie if you haven't seen it. It's a war movie about this man who made a vow to God that he wouldn't touch a gun. But he wanted to serve in the army, right? This guy wanted to serve in the army. So what he does is so special, okay? They're in this war. They're in the war, and Hacksaw Ridge is this super high ridge, okay? Super high ridge that if you fell off it, you'd definitely die. And the only thing that they could get up and down with was some netting that they had up at the top. And this man goes up there, no gun, nothing to protect him. He wants to be a medic and save lives, right? So what he does that's so special is this man goes up and saves 75 men that everybody else just assumed was dead because they were on the ridge. He'd go up there covered in smoke, covered in blood, shot. And he goes up there and he's tying these ropes together and lowering people. Rope burns all over his hands, all over. And he's just lowering 75 people. Every time he gets done lowering one, he says this. He says these words, and I love this. This is my favorite thing. This is the one thing that stuck out. He said, "Lord," he's praying. He says, "Lord, just give me one more. Just give me one more." Every time, and he saves 75. He goes on to receive the Medal of Honor for all the men that he saved. But that's not my point. My point is that that's how God is. He protects us from evil. He finds us when we're lost, and he saves us when we need saving. Amen? And we should be praying every time that we help someone find Christ, right? We should be praying that prayer. Lord, just give me one more, right? Now, in the next part of this section, David kind of repeats himself. And you know, in the Bible, if it's repeated, then it's important, right? So he goes on in 23, he says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord has made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God, our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all God's people said, amen, and praise the Lord. Now, of course, he does say some of the same stuff in this short little thing, like sing, declare, rejoice. But the words that pop out right there, did you hear him there at the end of that section? He says, cry out. Because what he's saying to do is say, Lord, save us. He's saying, cry out, Lord, save us, God, our Savior. We are lost. Save us and fill us with joy. Show us the love we are unworthy of because we definitely do not deserve it. God is our light in the darkness. He is our manna that provides and keeps us alive so that we never starve. We are full through him. He is our rod. He is our rod that protects and leads us out of the places that we don't belong. And finally, he is our holy law that we should follow into any place, no matter the circumstances, no matter how lost someone may be, God can find them and fill their hearts with joy. This was me. This was me. I was the lost person until I was just scared. I was a little freshman in high school when he found me. And thanks to my wonderful church and everyone that I've come across that loves God, that has shown me so much love in my life over the years, I'm the person I am today because of the love I have gotten through them and you and from God. I made a promise to show the same love to the lost people that I stumble into on my path, that God is leading me into, and fill them with the same joy that I have from him. So my challenge to you today that I'm going to give you is to find someone that's younger or just in need and let them know you love them and that God loves them too. Because the best way to help someone find God, the best way to help them find God's love, is to show them the love that he's given you. So if you would, bow your heads listening, I'll pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your unimaginable love that it's so great. And I can't wait to see the full force of it when we get to you. I pray that you just help us. And I try to make sure that I say this all the time. Help us to look more like you and less like ourselves, because you are far greater than we are. And we're undeserving of your love. Help all the lost souls out there. Help all of them to find you. Use us as tools to build your light, to build your army. Because you're unstoppable. And you are love and you are light. I thank you for your son that you sent to pay the ultimate sacrifice for us that are scum compared to you. And I thank you. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. This time we have prayer requests, or you all got music? Okay. Now? Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm filling in for Wayne. He's not here today. First of this week, and he won't know much until probably 3 or 4 more weeks about how his eye is doing. Has anybody heard about Denise?
She's doing.
Yes.
I was over there yesterday, and she said she's feeling better, but she's still in a lot of pain. But she's asked the church to be praying about that pain.
Okay. Yes, Donna. Okay.
Arthur, he is eating and gaining weight, but the kidney is not going to come. And Sam's son is doing well.
Okay. The babies, did Arthur?
Arthur. And then we don't know Sam's son's name.
Okay. Is his kidney has not gone down yet, but then Sam's son is doing well. Yes, we've had those in our prayers. Okay. Any others? Does anybody know hear from Lori this morning?
I did. She was here. She dropped off a gift. And she has a very bad cold, so she had to go home. She could not stay. So, but she's been that way for a while, and she's getting better, but just not good enough to be here yet.
Okay. Let's have a word of prayer then. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we've had to come and worship you, to set aside and think about you. We ask that you would be with these that we have brought up. We ask for continued healing for them, that they may fully recover. We pray for others that's been mentioned in the past that need your healing power. And we just ask that you would go with us and lead us and guide us to bring the lost in, that they may join with us and believe in Christ and accept him as their Savior. As we dismiss now, we ask your blessings on us as we travel. We ask for safety and just guide us this week that we can return together again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you're dismissed.